I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Jethro, and Jethro oversees a research study assessing the relationship between the frequency of exercise per week and the number of falls in elderly subjects. The Pearson's coefficient is found to be negative 0.87. When presenting this information, which of the following is the most accurate? So we have A, exercising more often causes fewer falls in elderly subjects. B, increased frequency of exercise has an inverse relationship with the number of falls in elderly subjects. C, exercising more often causes a higher incidence of falls in elderly subjects. And D is, increased frequency of exercise has a direct relationship with the number of falls in elderly subjects. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. I know that there's a lot of words in these answer choices, but hey, listen, this is something that you need to be ready for on the NPTE. Some of the questions are going to be a bit longer. You're going to have to take your time with it. So this may be a question you want to check out on my YouTube channel, because pretty much every week I take these questions and I put them up and show them visually, walking people through it. All right, so you could check out the PT Hustle YouTube channel on YouTube. Can't miss it. Cool. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. Break it down. Jethro oversees a research study assessing the relationship between the frequency of exercise per week and the number of falls in elderly subjects. Let's stop there. I think it's very important when it comes down to research-based questions for us to go slow, make sure that we're understanding what the question's giving and then asking, all right? So here it says that we're overseeing a research study. It's looking at the relationship between the frequency of exercise per week and the number of falls in elderly subjects. Pretty straightforward there, but again, really getting a good understanding of what they're giving to us, all right? Let's continue down the question. It says the Pearson coefficient is found to be negative 0.87. We got to stop here because as soon as some people hear Pearson, they start to be like, oh, shoot, this is the class I wasn't paying attention to, or this was the class where they zipped through it and really didn't teach it well. I get you, all right? So the Pearson coefficient, what you need to know about this is it is looking at a type of correlation, all right? So it's really looking at the relationship between two variables that are measured on the same interval or ratio scale, all right? So looking at what we have here in this question, it's looking at the relationship of the frequency of exercise, like how many times someone's exercising per week, and the number of falls in elderly subjects. So those are two variables that are continuous. And so Pearson coefficient is going to look at the relationship with those. Is there a relationship? Do they both go up together or down together? Are they inversely related where one goes up and the other one goes down? Like, what is that relationship? That's what Pearson coefficient looks at. It is going to be on a scale of -1 to 0 and 0 to +1. You may have seen this come up maybe in questions before or in the text, but before we went on, I think it's very important for all of us to be on the same page of what is this Pearson coefficient. So what do I want you taking away from this? That Pearson is looking at the relationship between two variables that are measured on the same interval or ratio scale. So the question says, the Pearson's coefficient is found to be -0.87. All right, it says, when presenting this information, which of the following is the most accurate? All right, you may want to pause me here. Again, take in all of this information. Really make sure you have a good understanding of what this question is asking you for, but also giving you. And then for those of you on the podcast, let me go through the answer choices again. So we have A, exercising more often causes fewer falls in elderly subjects. B, increased frequency of exercise has an inverse relationship with the number of falls in elderly subjects. C, exercising more often causes a higher incidence of falls in elderly subjects. And D is increased frequency of exercise has a direct relationship with the number of falls in elderly subjects. We're going to break this down answer by answer. Follow me through here. Pull out a piece of paper if you have an opportunity and take some notes. So A, it says exercising more often causes fewer falls in elderly patients. I see a lot of you selected this answer. I don't like it. And here's the reason why. A Pearson coefficient, like I told you, is looking at what? The relationship between two variables. That's right. It looks at the correlation, the relationship. It doesn't look at cause and effect. So for us to make a conclusion about something causing something else to happen, that's not what Pearson tells you. It's just letting you know that there is some type of relationship there. So A, I don't like it because it says exercising more often causes fewer falls in elderly subjects. Well, we can't state that from a Pearson coefficient. Again, it's only going to tell us about the relationship, not cause and effect. So A is automatically out. That's something I would put down in your notes for sure. All right, let's continue forward. B says increased frequency of exercise has an inverse relationship with the number of falls in elderly subjects. All right, inverse, meaning as one goes up, the other one goes down. All right, and that's the relationship that we're seeing. And so in the question, it says the Pearson coefficient is found to be at a -0.87. Well, I'll tell you this, since the Pearson coefficient is negative, I already know there is an inverse relationship, meaning that as one goes up, the other one goes down. I already know that that exists right now. And the closer it is to -1, the stronger that relationship really is. And so what can I say right now? I can say that increased frequency of exercise has an inverse relationship with the number of falls in elderly subject. As one goes up, the other one goes down. Right? So we can see like this makes sense right now based upon what this Pearson coefficient is telling me. So I'm going to hold on to B. Hold on a minute. Let's take a look at the other answer choices. But B is the best answer right now. All right. C says exercising more often causes a higher incidence of falls in elderly subjects. And now I see quite a few of y'all saying, oh, I want to change my answer because C says causes. And we already talked about how the Pearson coefficient doesn't talk to us or tell us about cause and effect. So we can't make a statement like exercising more often causes a higher incidence of falls in elderly subjects or something like that. No. All right. There's no cause and effect. So I'm going to go ahead and eliminate C. Doesn't make sense here. Let's go down to D. D says increased frequency of exercise has a direct relationship with the number of falls in elderly subjects. What is this really telling me? Well, a direct relationship is also known as a positive relationship, meaning that as one of them goes up, the other one goes up. As one of them goes down, the other one goes down. So that's what we call more of a direct relationship. They both go in the same direction. Here it says increased frequency of exercise has a direct relationship with the number of falls in elderly subjects. I know that this isn't true, because if it was, I would see more of a positive Pearson coefficient, meaning that my Pearson coefficient would be more of like a 0.2 or 0.5, 0.7, or maybe even a 1, a positive 1. So here, I know that there's not a direct relationship, because in the question it says negative 0.87, and therefore D cannot possibly be the correct answer. And so guess what? That leaves us with our final answer of B as in boy. Increased frequency of exercise has an inverse relationship with the number of falls in elderly subjects. All right. Congratulations to those of you who got this tough question correct. There was a lot of information here, a lot of words. Don't worry, I'm going to break it down really quickly to give you something to take home. But here is a question that can be very difficult if you're trying to speed through it or you just get flustered. Cool. So let's do a quick recap. This question was really talking about the Pearson coefficient, and they were using a study looking at the relationship between the frequency of exercise per week and the number of falls in elderly subjects. That's not even the main piece that you really need to know about this question. It's really understanding the Pearson coefficient. Remember, Pearson coefficient is looking at the relationship between two variables that are measured on the same interval or ratio scale. All right, so in this question, it says that the Pearson coefficient is a negative 0.87. Well, I told you the Pearson coefficient is on a scale of negative 1 to 0 and 0 to 1. So when we're thinking about it, if you have a negative value, that means that the two variables that you're looking at have an inverse relationship, meaning that as one goes up, the other one goes down. All right. That's an inverse relationship. And in this question, the final answer ended up being B as in boy, which is an increased frequency of exercise has an inverse relationship with the number of falls in elderly subjects. Boom, makes sense with what we just said. Now, if the value was more of a positive, like let's say it was a positive 0.5 or a positive 1, then we would say there is a direct relationship between the two variables, meaning that they both go up together or they both go down together, right? And so that's the reason why D, which said increased frequency of exercise has a direct relationship with the number of falls in elderly subjects, was not the correct answer. All right, one last thing that I really want you to remember for the future is that Pearson coefficient looks at the relationship between two variables and does not look at a cause and effect based relationship between two variables. So keep that in mind. Definitely write that down, review it, because this could easily be something that shows up on the MPTE. If you are a PT or a PTA student and research, non-systems area is really a struggle for you, you have difficulty retaining the information, but most of all, when you see questions like this, you get flustered, deer in the headlights look, like I have no idea how to apply. Listen, what I need you to do is join me over in my free private Facebook group where we go over retention-based strategies to utilize in your day-to-day studying to help you have an edge, but most of all, walk into the MPTE confident. How can you join us? Go to www.nptegroup.com right now and we'll get you in. And for those of you who still haven't gotten our free musculoskeletal cheat sheets, we got them out there for you. Go to www.nptecheatsheets.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time. Hey, what's up? It's Coach K. Do you feel like you have a solid plan in place to guarantee that pass symbol? There are so many students that I talk to that say that they hate reading and they feel lost with their study plan. If this sounds like you, click the link in the show notes to apply for our coaching program. We'll walk you through absolutely everything and help you walk into the MPTE knowing that you're going to pass.